Home. They say it's where the heart is. They also say it's wherever you make it. They don't say. It's where you unload your stuff, get tired halfway through unpacking, use some boxes as furniture, realize your oven mitt's in a box that doubles as a nightstand, don't want to buy a new nightstand, and use a towel as an oven mitt instead. But no matter where you call home, GEICO makes it easy to bundle and save on renters and car insurance. Easier than grabbing a piping hot pan with a towel that's a bit too thin and trying to quickly get it to the counter. Ooh, hot, 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 hot.
This episode is brought to you by Verizon. Get a Verizon Business Unlimited plan from the network businesses rely on. Hey, Monica, with 5G Ultra Wideband in many more cities, you get up to 10 times the speed at no extra cost.
Hello, downloads in no time.
Plus, unlimited premium data and hotspot data to keep the signal flowing and your teams going. Come in or book an appointment with a Verizon business expert to find the right plan for your team. 5G Ultra Wideband available in over 1,700 cities with Business Unlimited Pro 2.0 smartphone plan. Speed comparison is to median Verizon 4G LTE speeds. Download speeds may vary depending upon network and coverage conditions and content optimization for 5G Ultra Wideband.
Well, 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 welcome everyone to another episode of Benzinga Cannabis Insider. It's just me, Javier, today. Our co-host, Elliot. Oh, there you go. We have...
Wait, am I in the right place? I don't know if I... Am I supposed to be here?
Yes, you are. You are in the right place. Today, okay. Mr. Spencer J. Israel will be filling in for Elliot, who is having some internet issues. So send Elliot some love. Spencer, how are you today?
I'm good. Why don't you fill us in on the agenda for the day?
Man, we have two amazing guests today from Bevcana Enterprises. That is BVNNF on the OTC. We have the CEO, Marcello Leone, and the CFO and Chief Strategy Officer, John Campbell. Before that, we have some interesting news items we'll be going through real quick. Snoop Dogg's Casa Verde Capital helped cannabis brand Sumo Snacks raise $4 million. As you well know, the Snoop Dogg, famed rapper, is a cannabis aficionado, a cannabis lover, cannabis entrepreneur, and of course a cannabis investor. His fund Casa Verde Capital has funded a bunch of extremely successful companies, and this should be yet another one. Up in Canada, we have Canopy Growth, that is CGC. The ticker is CGC. They enhanced their tweed brand, launching a new campaign called Whatever Feels Good and some very cool products. So next time we're in Canada, we should be trying them out. What do you think?
I don't even know when that'll be, but yeah, I'm down. Wait, can we go back to the Snoop Dogg thing for a second? So Snoop Dogg's brand raised $4 million. Is this his thing, or does he have
all? No, so the fund is Snoop Dogg's, right? Casa Verde Capital. It's a fund managed by Snoop Dogg, Karan Wadera, and some other very cool guys, Yoni. And they invest in several cannabis businesses. They are like a VC fund, right?
Okay, got it.
So
got
it. Yeah, if we look at their website, we'll see some other companies they founded in the past. I know they invested in Ease, the delivery service, and in Dutchy, the delivery service. I also know they invested in Sanity Group, a company out of Germany. Leaflink, very, very cool company. Vangst for staffing. Greenbits and Canalysis. These are a few of their exits. They also made very substantial investment into Mary Jane, the news website and publication. Very, very cool fund.
All right. So it's just another investment for them. Got it.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I misunderstood that. All right. So Snoop Dogg, Canopy Growth. What is Agrify?
So Agrify, they provide agricultural solutions.
Okay.
That is Agfy on the NASDAQ, and they're about to raise $27.3 million, selling units at $6.80. This is a very, very cool company, very interesting ancillary cannabis business with a lot of potential beyond the cannabis industry. One of my favorite
things. That's what I'm about, man. I'm about the ancillary stuff because as much as I love cannabis and the business of it, frankly, if your whole business is dependent on one industry, it it creates more risk, right? You're vulnerable to the second, to the whatever secular, you know, headwinds in the industry. But if you're ancillary and you can do other stuff for other people outside of cannabis, then and like as a general rule of thumb, I like those kinds of companies.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. Yep. Here's one of the most interesting stories of the week revolves around Congresswoman Nancy Mace. She is a Republican from South Carolina, I believe. And she was the one who introduced the State Reform Act. This is a bill that seeks to legalize marijuana on the federal level. What's very, very interesting, you know, the newest development, Amazon. Yes, sir. Amazon. That's AMZN or MAZN, depending on how you like to say that Z, announced they will be supporting this bill. So, you know, Amazon, who had been supporting cannabis in a way, in a lukewarm kind of way, not testing employees, et cetera, now is really getting on board with legalization and, I guess, you know, betting on the massive business that it would generate for them.
Yeah, they've been on this for a while. I got to say, when you led with Congresswoman Nancy, this is not the direction I thought you were going in with this headline, but here we are. It really is a study in frankly in politics, because the GOP, you got to hand it to them, they basically just yanked this issue out from under from under the Democrats' hands. Well, hey, more power to them. I don't care who gets it done. I just care that it gets done. So
you snooze, you lose, right? And that is, by the way, a great conclusion for any cannabis consumer, right? Yeah. Understand your dose. You know, no one will tell you cannot consume cannabis at certain times, or you know, if you're driving, of course, avoid it. But it's all about finding your dose. You know, if you're out of it, you'll probably miss out on a bunch of stuff. Now, if you find it, you know, the right dose, it can be a great experience. And actually, you know, our guests today are, you know, definitely about that. So why don't we bring them on and you know, let's talk a little about cannabis beverages, Bevcana, what they do.
Elliot says I should look at PSDN. I will, Elliot. I don't know what that is, but I'll look at it. Anyway.
At the end of the show. Right now, let's get Marcello and John on the show.
Here they are.
Gentlemen, welcome to Benzinga Cannabis Insider.
Hi guys.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
We really enjoyed listening to you guys there.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice set of developments. Nice developments.
There's always developments, but there also isn't. You know, there is, but there isn't. We're pushing the ball uphill here.
We
push it and it rolls back. We push it and it rolls back.
Awesome.
I feel like that happens sometimes.
Well, you know, I was listening to your last statement and you said you like to see companies that are diversified a little bit in the cannabis space as well. And so what a great segue into our company, because I think we do a pretty good job at that. You know, we're a diversified health and wellness company that focuses on plant-based functional beverages, alkaline beverages, nutraceuticals, and cannabinoid infused beverages and nutraceuticals as well. So we really are taking our approach of the whole health and wellness space, and we have a nice platform and a nice base of a business that we can speak to cannabis products, and then we can speak to your normal distribution and CPG products as well. So we really love the space. We're early days. We're in Canada. Vancouver, British Columbia. We're the only G7 country in the world that's federally legal. We're in cannabis 3.0, and we still got a long way to go. But I think having that diversification gives you the ability to build your business. And when everything else catches up, the ones that are able to have that vision, I think they're going to take great advantage of what the market and where the market's going. So we're still early days. Mm-hmm. Wanted to just give you guys a little bit of an update on that, because I think we did really well with you guys there.
Definitely, and it's very cool. Now, how much of your business is cannabis versus non-cannabis for our viewers to understand?
Sure, I'll answer that question. we're just completing, as of today, a major acquisition, a private company called Embark, which is the leader in the whole hash arena. And that balances our business out beautifully. So looking forward to 2022, our business will be split roughly half and half, half on the cannabis side and half on the health and wellness part of the business.
Nice mixture.
Yes. Nice. Very, very cool. And what about your cannabis products? Can you tell us a little bit about that particular section within your offering? What are you offering now? What are you working on? You know, what are you developing? I know you're always working on new stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to speak a little bit about the beverages. You know, we are a full licensed producer for our own brand, which we're proud to have the rights and the brand in Canada for one of your fellow states brands out of Colorado named Keef. Keef is, as you guys know, number one unit sold products in the United States. So we are we have one of a very few licenses that are standard processing license that allows us to produce, and we have the infrastructure to produce cannabis and CBD infused beverages, whether that may be for other LPs for on a white label basis for their brands, etc., or whether that's for our brand as well. And one of our brands is Keef, and then we will launch another brand in the second quarter called Anarchist Mountain. That's on the beverage side. Anarchist Mountain.
That's a good name. Is there a story behind it?
Let me tell you the story. On the CPG side of the business, we ended up acquiring about 7-8 years ago a bottling facility and an aquifer, an artesian aquifer, natural alkaline, only two sources in Canada with a natural alkalinity level of 7.7. And the water comes from our aquifer directly into the bottling facility, which is quite an impressive bottling facility, has the capability of producing over 200 million units a year.
Wow.
And 30,000 square feet is segregated for CPG, and 11,000 square feet is segregated for cannabis infused products. And when we acquired this facility, the history goes back to one of the early founders in the region settled on this mountain. And because he was a little bit difficult, they dubbed it and named it Anarchist Mountain. And so we thought it was just beautiful and appropriate. And so we have our brand coming out called Anarchist Mountain as well. I think you guys, it'll be pretty cool. And that kind of gives you a little bit of the history of where we started from. So on the, you know, that's on the beverage side of the business. And then from the beverage side of the business, I'm going to let John speak a little bit about all the products on the Embark side. But that's one of our divisions. Then we have a direct-to-consumer division, e-commerce site in the United States that we own called Pure Therapy that allows us to not touch THC cannabinoids, but hemp extract, CBD beverage, nutraceuticals. Gives us good data. A company that we purchase has a recurring customer base of about 22,000 customers. So it's great to see what kind of products are selling nicely in the United States. So we've got our foot in the United States. With our relationship with Keef, we've got a great partnership with Keef that works north and south, which means when we're ready to come into the United States, when things are federally legal, we've got a great partnership where we can produce our products in every state, and we have all distribution access as well with Keef as our partner.
I want to interrupt you for a second. There's a question from our chat from JR. When do you think we'll be able to buy cannabis beverages at events/restaurants? JR, referring to the US.
Yeah, you know, what a great question. But let's look at the infancy of this industry. We need legalization federally in the United States. That's the first and foremost. We need the same rights as alcohol. And we need to have that availability, because I'll use Canada as an example for you. Great. You can come into every province in Canada. You can go to a dispensary. You can purchase a beverage, but this beverage has a good effect on you with the beautiful plant that we have, and is less harmful than, I would say, everything that we're seeing from alcoholics and alcohol and all damage that alcohol can do. Last year, close to 300,000 deaths attributed to alcohol. So we're still infant days, but can you imagine end of prohibition of alcohol? Now this is the end of prohibition of cannabis, and we need to continue to build great community, help our communities all around, build great products, whether it's on the recreational side or the medical side. But we need the same rights in distribution as alcohol. We need to be able to buy them in bars. We need to be able to buy them in lounges. We need to be able to buy them today. If I would ask you, you guys would know because you're in the cannabis space, but you ask the average person, hey, by the way, do you know where your nearest alcohol store is? I certainly do. Do you know where your nearest dispensary is? Most of them don't know. And so these are the drawbacks for early stage companies in this space, but I think it's going to get better and better each month and each year as logistics and common sense will come into play. So that's on the cannabis side, guys, on the beverage side. And then when we started our business on the CPG side, we ship our waters, alkaline natural pH water across 3,000 points of retail in Canada. Our first shipments are getting ready to go into Japan. Our first containers crossed the U.S. border as of this morning. We're going to start to sell our products in the in California, in the Chicago region, and in the New York State region. So it's nice to see that we have a diversity of products on the beverage side. And then on the nutraceutical side, you'll see that we have some nutraceuticals, immune boosters that are approved by Health Canada, that we make a natural concentrate. We also have shots, etc. And I'm going to let John talk about Embark and how we are the leader now in the hash business, which I think is a
super interesting.
Yeah, I just have a super interesting move. But before that, why wait for legalization before you enter the U.S.?
Well, we can't. We're a public company, and we need to see federal legalization with THC before you can. You know, there's compliance issues, et cetera. So we can't touch the plant in the U.S. until they say it's not federally illegal and it's not a narcotic. And that's
so wait. I can infer another question from that. You say, like, we're a public company, right? It wouldn't be an issue, if you continue trading on the OTC. It would be an issue if you wanted to uplist to the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ. So are you in any way hinting that kind of intention?
I think as you see our business and as you see our acquisition strategy and as you see the different divisions, you guys brought up a really interesting point about the agricultural company that you spoke about earlier. We've got an incredible agricultural division that has some interesting agricultural products with our fulvic and humic, which are plant-based products on our CPG side. So we're trying to keep all of our options open, Javier. So that we have the ability to be flexible when you are a public company. And if uplisting is what we choose to do, then we have the ability to do that. But I think as you're seeing, and John will speak a little bit more, you're going to see even more coming out of us. We love the space. We love the business. We love having access to 42% of the adult cannabis market as far as the SKUs that we offer in Canada. And we've got some beautiful SKUs that we'd like to introduce into the United States. So we're just looking for when the appropriate time and legislation.
All right, John, you're here too. I don't want you to, I want to give you your due. So
yeah. He's pretty dynamic.
No, this is great because, he's the chief strategist officer and he helps us find some of these great acquisitions and great products. So John, please tell them about Embark because it's just.
Yeah, so Embark is the leader in Canada in the hash market. And they have a unique product that nobody else has. It's a hash stick. It's selling like hotcakes currently.
Oh, yeah.
We're about to introduce a one-hitter version as well. And we can just see that whole market opening up for us. As you probably know, hash is like, the cigar smoker in the cigarette industry. It's an affectionado market. It's growing very rapidly. It's going to hit about 300 million in the next couple of years. And so we think we're very well positioned with this. And this acquisition comes with Marcus Richardson, the Bubble Man, who's famous in this area and has helped us develop some of these products. So we're focusing the business short-term on that opportunity. There's lots of other opportunities in the company, but that's the one that we see as wide open in terms of market potential right now.
And then as far as the, you know, the other market would be like, you know, geographic markets, right? As far as your geographic markets, you know, you're in Canada, we talked about the US, but where else are you looking right now?
Europe is definitely on our radar. And so we're looking at all markets where the pathway to compliance and the pathway to exposure will be the strongest on all fronts. So we look at Germany, we look at Italy, we look at different areas that we see in the future that we possibly will have relationships moving forward in certain jurisdictions of Europe as well.
Yeah, maybe I'll comment a bit more on that. So our strategy is we have the CPG side of the business. We turn that into an international brand. As Marcello mentioned, we're going into Japan. We're just about to enter the US market. We're going to go into Italy and eventually Germany. And those countries all have the potential over time to legalize. So we get our foot in the door, get the distribution established, have a successful product launch on the CPG side. And then when the time's right, we're ready to introduce our cannabis products into those markets. So it's a two-pronged strategy. The international brand building through our Naturo product line is in its early days, but we're very excited about the opportunities, tremendous growth potential for our company.
And on the cannabis side, guys, you know, again, early days with compliance, how much are they able to have with THC infused in their products, et cetera. We're monitoring everything. And here on the Canadian side, you know, you have to be EU GMP compliant if you're going to ship to Europe as well. So lots of great future business. I think there's lots of opportunities, but we're looking at all opportunities on the CPG side and on the cannabis side.
Very, very interesting. Back to product for a little bit. I was just, you know, I was thinking earlier when John was sharing a little bit about the Embark products. Are you gonna use hash in beverages in any form? And I mean, I know it's tough, right? But I've seen hash used in very creative ways in things like transdermal patches, right? Is there any way to leverage the you know, all of this hash expertise and into new products, or is this a pure play kind of bet on hash as a product it already is?
Yeah, so that's the core of this company. The company has other interesting parts to it. It has very interesting nanotechnology, for example, and it's very rapid onset. So they're in the process of introducing topical creams and potentially also a shot type beverage. So that's right up our alley, the beverage part of that. We have a lot of innovation pending on the hash side. We want to get the one hitters out and hopefully that's a roaring success for us. And then we'll take it from there as the market builds. We'll introduce more and more innovative products. So it's not on the list right now, but a year or two from now could well be.
Awesome.
We have a very energetic and exciting innovation group of individuals. So we look at all opportunities when it comes to what kind of new proprietary products can we develop?
Yeah, I want to give the chat some props here as well. Daryl's asking, what do you use to carry the THC and CBD in the beverage?
What emulsion are we using?
Yeah.
We work with Virtosa. That's one of our, and depending on the client may wish to use Source, or some others may wish to use different emulsion providers. But I'll give you an example with our products on the Keef. That we have, we use Virtosa. The emulsion's incredible. After 8.5 minutes, after you're drinking this, wow, you feel it. It's nice. It's smooth. It feels good. Makes you relax. That onset has to be there, and Virtosa is one of the stronger ones in the marketplace that can deliver.
Oh yeah,
I'll make a comment on that. So we do white label manufacturing as well. And for our white label clients, we want to make sure that they have access to the best emulsions. Some come in pre-specified. We want this, we want that. And for those people, we just manufacture. But for others, if they come to us and say, what emulsion should we use? Virtosa is pretty well the top of our list these days. And I just want to add that Embark has its own emulsion technology as well. It is an extraction capable company. So at some point, if it makes sense to vertically integrate, we'll do that as well. Right now, the market, the pricing's come down so fast on emulsions that we just go buy it in the market. But if that should change, we're ready to go on the vertical integration.
I have one last question for you. We're almost out of time, but you know, most of our audience is made up of investors, retail investors, right? So earlier you mentioned, you know, you're in your early stages. So this is like a two-sided question. One is, why do you decide to go public? And two, why should investors look at BevCan as an investment option?
Yeah, you know, I can answer that. I think, you know, when you're going public, sometimes because the requirement, the amount of capital that it requires to build that infrastructure, et cetera, it can get costly. So from that perspective, being able to tap into the markets in order to be able to finance accordingly, that's one of the benefits. One of the non-benefits can be is that if you're a little bit too early in the public markets, you don't get recognized for all the value that you have yet. But if you continue to build your business and execute, inflection point kind of matches. And so that's on the side of going public. As far as an investor, you know, I have this conversation sometimes with people. If you're looking to really be a part of this industry, you know, the first 3 years are like, it flew by. I still say we're on first base. And so if you're looking the next 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, even though our industry from the private equity and PubCo side seems to have had a little bit not necessarily the flavor of the cycle or
that's fair.
Is that a nice way of putting it?
Nice. That would be the politically correct way of putting it. Yeah.
And nothing ever stays the same forever. And we're so early days that I'm so bullish about the future I think that from an investor standpoint, if you're in long term, then you're okay. If you're looking to, you know, some investors like to trade. I can't make a comment from that perspective. But building shareholder value, building value for the company, and getting it to the next level, and being early in the cycle that we are, I only see upside from here. That's how I feel.
Maybe I'll add a couple of points. By being public, we have currency value to buy other businesses, mergers and acquisitions. And Embark's a classic example of that. Private company, shareholders were looking for liquidity. We offer that to them through this acquisition. And there's lots of opportunities to grow our business with innovative product because there's a lot of very depressed cannabis companies out there right now. So we can get through that and become a consolidator in the industry. So that's very exciting, and that's a good reason for us to be public. As an opportunity, what we're focusing on is building the strategic value of this business. So down the road, we're an established beverage company. We're established in innovative growth areas in the cannabis industry. We've got a CPG product in the new beverage category.
Plant-based,
lots of growth. Every platform has tremendous growth potential. And at some point, when we get to a certain size, somebody's going to come along and say, we want to buy that. So that's an opportunity for an exit down the road. So we either get recognized as a public company, the strategic value that we're building, or somebody will recognize it through buying us out down the road. So that's how we look at our business. That's the growth opportunity.
Awesome. We're up against the clock, fellas. So we got to wrap it up. But John, Marcello, it's been a pleasure to chat with you both. Thanks for coming on Cannabis Insider.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Much.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we enjoyed it very much.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Javi, we're going overtime, man.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Do we have 1 minute?
You're not paying me for that.
Wait. The quick Poseidon thing. They said you have to look into Poseidon. What is Poseidon? PSDN is the advisor shares Poseidon Dynamic Cannabis ETF traded on the New York Stock Exchange under PDN, and it is managed by none other than Poseidon Asset Management. Did he have a chance to look at it, Spencer?
No, not in the last 20 minutes.
You said you would.
I didn't mean literally right now. I didn't mean like while we're talking to Marcello. We're done. All right. We got to hop, guys. Money Mitch is going live right now. He's digesting Apple earnings, Robinhood earnings. Robinhood, it's not looking great. Apple is too soon to tell on that one. But Javi, I had fun playing substitute teacher. This is
Well, thank you for joining us. See you Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, for another amazing episode of Benzinga Cannabis Insider.
Ooh. Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel anytime.
Can I be real for a second? That goal you have to exercise and eat better? You really can do it, but nobody is going to do it for you. And nobody has to, because you can do it if you have the right tools and a community that cares about helping you get results. And that's us, Beachbody. It's as convenient as your TV or laptop, but you need to decide that you're worth it. Let us help you succeed. Here's how. Go to Beachbody.com to claim your free membership and start feeling great.
Introducing Under Armour's Infinity High Sports Bra. Its ergonomic design is molded to support the natural movement of your body. With cord-out padding, the better breathability eliminates extra bulk without sacrificing support. And quick-dry padding is Under Armour's fastest-drying padding yet. When you're lifting heavy, running fast, and pushing yourself further than ever before, you need a bra that will help you go that extra mile and make you feel your best. Shop the Infinity High Sports Bra now at UA.com.